Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dinosaur Party podcast, episode 6, with Kevin, Sarah, Max, and others.
Hey! This is not funny.
I'm joking. And Carol.
You should have said Carol with like a grand finale. And Carol! Like that.
Okay. And Carol!
Like drum roll, that. I mean clapping. Yay, thank you.
You said the word clapping. And drum roll.
Okay.
Right, so for this podcast, this is the most planning we've ever done for a podcast.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible.
I know. We actually had Google Documents and it was decent looking. Okay, so for this podcast, we're gonna be playing a game that is called... I haven't thought of a name. Who said what? That was the name I thought of. So how this game...
Just kidding.
Shut up. We'll add it in post later. So how this game works is that we each have a set of questions that we answer about each other. Except we don't know who answered what for our question. And that is a terrible explanation.
No, it's fine. I think people really understand.
Alright, yeah, after the first question, people will just, you'll get it. Unless you're stupid. Right, so, let's start the game with the Max question. So I asked Sarah, Carol, and myself, Kevin, questions about Max, and we all answered. Except we're not gonna tell Max who the answers belong to, and he has to try and figure it out. So Max's question was, "You are guest starring in Sonic Fire 3000's new hype comeback video."
And well, Sonic Fire 3000 is Max's YouTube username.
He's Batman to Max's Bruce Wayne.
Continue the question, yes. Kevin.
I have Batman on my mind. So, what is the title of this video, and what is at least one tag? So, one of the answers is Kagami Shinkai 2 Return of the Dragon hashtag summer 2019.
Oh man.
So, Max is not gonna make a video until then?
He's not gonna finish the first one.
Hey, I've done two already. Don't throw that shit at me.
Second answer is No Swing 2. And third answer is Bound 3. Hashtag Givenchy with J-I-E. So, Max... do you have any idea who said what? And then we'll discuss.
I sort of have an idea. But that's kind of hard because everything kind of... There's stuff going on Facebook. And then there's stuff on projects. But I think Kevin is giving me shit about the karate videos.
They sound pretty obvious.
Sarah, I know Sarah, we did the no swing video.
Oh, fuck, so guys.
What's up?
There's a problem.
What
happened?
I never
so many inside jokes, and I understand all of them.
Okay.
You can put them in now.
It makes me happy.
Wait, let me find my earplugs.
It's okay, so I think so. Oh, wait, never mind. Sarah started sort of disconnected there.
That means we have to restart.
No, we don't have to restart.
Can we fix it in post?
I didn't hear any echo. So.
Yeah, me neither. So I think we're good.
Just put it in now. It doesn't really matter.
Technical difficulties.
Okay, I just put it in. Okay.
Okay. Let me repeat that. Kevin giving me shit about the karate videos. And then I did a video with Sarah called No Swing, so she probably said No Swing 2. And then Carol is the one that said Bound 3 because of the thing that Jackie, aka Givenchy, aka Jay, put on my wall. Yo, I replied to him too, but nobody.
I saw that.
Oh, you did?
I couldn't place the song though. Can I please read a conversation that Jackie and I had one time? That
only
was
if you,
like, I send what one of his replies, right, with all these like hashtags and stuff. Uh-huh. Continue.
Do it in
I'll
Jackie's
find it
voice.
When I, I'll say it when I find it.
Do it in Jackie's voice.
I can't.
I don't know. Like,
when we get Jackie as a guest, we'll have a live reading.
Oh, here it is. Okay. So I was saying how I was like, Jackie, you didn't even leave. You didn't even say bye when you left last time, right? He was like, you were sleeping like a pig. So I was like, hey, rude. Jackie said, joking. I woke up at like 12:50. Bus was leaving at 1:30. I was like, okay, I see. That's fine, right? That's a valid excuse. And he also says, also, Givenchy, a.k.a. OSEP Jackie, a.k.a. Comme des Garçons Don, a.k.a. Jay, doesn't do goodbyes. Like, wow, this is too funny. Yeah, there goes out, that's our shout out to Jackie, which we do almost at every single podcast.
Hey, what's up, Sahil?
Okay, continue.
That's it. Max got them all right.
Yeah. Yay!
That song, by the way, is off of Rick Ross's new album. The song's called
Kanye.
Sanctified.
It doesn't have Kanye West in it, right?
No.
Okay, that's why I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Right, so moving on to the Sarah question. Sarah's question was, you are standing in front of a movie listings board with Sarah. Which fictional movie do you both pick to watch? Fictional meaning the movie doesn't exist, so we made up a title but used real actors.
Yo, that's like a really hard question.
Well,
like, I wouldn't even know how to answer that.
So, answer one was Sarah will watch everything I watch. Answer two was Pastel Colors and Zombies, starring Bill Murray, directed by Wes Anderson and Quentin Tarantino. Answer three was Liam Neeson's versus Bruce Willis, starring Liam Neeson's and Bruce Willis.
What? Oh.
So first off, do you know who Liam Neeson and Bruce Willis are?
Liam, who? I don't know Bruce Willis.
That's so funny.
So that's not Carol.
I don't get it.
That's not Carol. That is, I will say, that one is either Max or Kevin.
Those are the options.
Is it Max?
Is it?
I mean, did Kevin just try to sound smart?
No, I don't. I always sound smart. Even when I'm not saying anything.
I think the first... What was the first answer? Like, she'll see.
Carol
I'll
will
see
watch
whatever.
Everything that I watch.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're such a... Kevin,
wait,
you suck.
Wait, screw it up, dude.
Kevin!
Oh, wait, what did I do?
You said Carol.
What
I was
going to
guess Carol anyway because it said it's like such a defeated answer. Yeah.
That never happens in anywhere else except for the podcast. Why do I keep mixing you guys up?
Yeah, Kevin, why did you just like reveal me? You're horrible.
I didn't reveal you.
You said Carol will watch everything that I watch. You're the worst. I didn't even realize after you said it.
Oh. This was
see, I knew that was gonna happen at least once this podcast. I've been like, I've been preparing myself for the entire day to not reveal anything, but
okay,
got
what,
it out of the way for early.
What steps have you taken to prevent yourself from doing that?
I was like mentally preparing myself, and apparently not mentally enough.
Nope.
Yeah, you lack the mental capacity to do so.
That's not true. So who do you think the other two are?
So, Pastels is you, Kevin.
Okay.
And Liam Neeson's and Bruce Willis, Max.
Yeah.
That's also all right.
Kevin, yeah. Your response was so specific. Like,
It was too creative.
It's too much of a
debut. And you said Wes Anderson, so I'm like, yeah, that's Kevin.
I was maybe thinking Carol, because she was talking about Grand Budapest Hotel as well.
Yeah, so I was trying to go that way.
It's by Wes Anderson.
Pardon?
It's Wes Anderson.
Oh,
it's like
there are so many Wes Anderson movies.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I also wrote the answer that I wrote because it's true. Because Sarah wants to watch so many movies. So whenever we're standing in front of a movie listing board, I'm sure she's going to disagree to anything, really.
I need to watch all the movies right now.
See? So my answer is actually closest to the truth. Just saying.
Okay.
Well, I won't watch whatever you want to watch. I'll watch what I want.
Fine. But see, it's a collective decision.
Uh-huh. Next round.
Carol's question. This is a question that I had hopes that someone might get wrong. Namely, okay. Carol. So, the question was, Carol and you decide you want to go traveling. What city do you guys both eventually decide on visiting? What event or activity will be the highlight of that trip? Money is no issue.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Answer number one was New York. And eating buffalo wings.
Okay.
Answer number two is Kyoto, Japan, and hot sake on a boat. Answer number three is Paris and shopping and taking pictures.
Okay, well, obviously that's Sarah.
I like shopping.
There's no way it's games. Not Sarah, because if she would say Tokyo, we would have probably went to, like, Harajuku or something, and not just sake on a boat, which you could technically do anywhere. I don't know. I don't think she's that big of a fan of wings, so that's Sarah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I feel like Kevin is the one that said Tokyo with sake and stuff, because it sounds like Kevin to do something so random in Tokyo. Fine, it's not random, but it's not like, yeah. And then so
it's like
Max
almost
is New
pretentious.
York with buffalo wings, because Kevin does not like wings. So it has to be, and Sarah doesn't, well, already rule Sarah out, so it has to be Max. Am I right?
Yes. Damn it. But it wasn't Tokyo, it was Kyoto.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Why would I want to go to Kyoto?
Like I said, half pretentious.
It's like, it's the nature city.
Mm-hmm.
What's the nature of the city, Kevin?
Is nature is the nature of the city.
Yeah, no.
That's cool.
So yeah, that was quite easy.
Okay.
It was.
So, Kevin, your question is, what was it? If Kevin's mind was a theme park, what would you name it? So answer number one is Jurassic Park. Number two is You Might Not Die Here World. And number three is Space World.
I hope this is the one question that he'll get wrong.
Oh, I'm going to get this wrong for sure.
Yeah, because I think it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I'll repeat them again. Answer number one is Jurassic Park.
That's clever.
Two is You Might Not Die Here World. And three is Space World.
Okay. I think I know. I wouldn't want to go to any of those, by the way.
Hey!
Except maybe Space World. Space World sounds pretty cool. I say Space World is Carol.
Okay, keep going.
Jurassic Park is Sarah, because she always calls me John.
Okay.
And You Might Not Die Here World is Max.
Okay. You got I'll tell you how many you got right. None.
Well,
how many did
you
I
You got zero out of three.
You got none of them right?
You didn't get any of them.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
He didn't get anything right?
No, he didn't get any of them right.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, you can take another guess if you want.
Okay. Jurassic Park is Max. Space World is Sarah. And You Might Not Die Here World is Carol.
Nope.
What's the verdict? Are you serious? How many did he get right this time?
He got none right.
How did I get none of them
you
right?
Can, you have one more order that you can sort of switch it in.
But Kevin, this I forget is too what funny. I guess.
Okay.
Carol did Jurassic Park?
Yes.
But you never call me John.
And you You're said like, it was clever. I'm so happy.
See, out of the three of you, you're the one that doesn't call me John.
Yeah, but okay, ever. Can I explain my logic?
Go for it.
So I knew if you were to name something after yourself, if you were to have a name about your mind, it'd be really narcissistic. But then you're not just going to go like, oh, the Kevin John Park or whatever, because that's too literal.
The Kevin John experience.
Yeah. And you know how you used to be called Johnosaurus on like Twitter and all these other stuff? So yeah. I thought that would relate. And also because, you know, it's Dinosaur Party Productions. And so relating that to real dinosaurs kind of worked, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
It was clever, though. I'll give that to you. Yay! I really liked it. Wait, so You Might Not Die Here Park is Sarah.
Yeah.
I can see how that's... I can see that.
I literally stared at the question for, like, a good 5 minutes. So I'm like, I don't know how to answer this. So I was thinking about what kind of rides would be in a theme park centered on your mind. And I pictured quite dangerous things.
I wouldn't want to go to a theme park that's based on my mind.
Yeah, I was going to name it Doodle Land, but then that sounded really lame.
I was thinking the same thing.
Wow.
And then I thought that it was lame too, so I didn't.
See, this is
basically
why
what we're
so
saying
hard.
That Sarah and I both think you're lame, Kevin.
Not lame. You're lame. Shut up.
So Kevin, did you see the Google document where I put my answers?
No, I haven't looked at it.
I found a bunch of images.
Whoa.
We're gonna put them all on the blog post, but basically I Googled The More You Know and found like 5 variations of it. And in between I would have the memes that say a variation of Shut Up Kevin. So these are going on the blog. Anyways.
Wait.
Max.
Why are there beard facts?
Because it seems like something that you would link.
I wouldn't link that.
I don't know. It was just there.
I don't get Space World.
Because your mind is empty.
Amazing.
Good thing you asked, Kevin. Good thing you asked.
No one would have known. If you didn't know.
That was the best round of the game that Kevin made, but was not his question.
Woohoo!
Okay, that. Who thought of this question?
I thought of that question.
See, Max is a genius.
I think that's actually the best question as well, because it was like, fun to answer. Well, okay, actually, the only thing I had trouble with Sarah is because I don't really know movie actors and stuff. And like I said, she doesn't watch that many movies.
Oh, yeah, so we were talking about this before the podcast, and Carol says she doesn't know any actors, which is impossible.
Okay, I said I don't know anyone that's like not like super mainstream.
What about...
Do you know Bill Murray? Okay,
don't expose my lack of knowledge now on podcast. That's really embarrassing.
Do you know Bill Murray, though?
No.
You don't know Wes Anderson?
No.
Ralph Fiennes?
Nope.
You messaged us today and was like, guys, we really have to watch The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah. But yeah. I recognize faces too, right? But I just don't actually remember the names of the actors. Unless they're like really famous and like, yeah. And there are a lot of like, I don't know, news about them with their names and not just productions with their faces. Then I'll know who they are.
Don't you watch
the movies?
Pardon?
Don't you watch, like, if you saw some actor's name on a, like, in an article about a movie, like, won't you watch?
But I don't watch movie reviews. Or any, I mean, not, sorry, not, I don't read movie reviews.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I don't
but
watch...
I'm the same way. Like, I'm really bad with a lot of actresses' faces. Especially the American blonde ones. Like, I get a lot of them mixed up.
Wait, that's like the opposite of what Carol said. Carol said she can't remember names, but she can remember faces.
I can't remember either. And there's a lot of the same, like, Kristen? Or, like... Like, you know, those names, there's so many of the same people with those names.
Yeah.
Like a first name, is all the same.
I think I know yes. what you mean. But yeah. Slash, I don't know. I told Kevin this before. Like, I know he's a really big fan of movies, whereas I don't derive as much, like, satisfaction from watching them. So then I don't, like, go through a lot of movies. Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's true.
I like movies.
Pardon?
Movies are awesome.
I like movies. I don't think I get personally, like, I'm not a fan of people, like, actors. I'm a fan of characters, but I'm not a fan of actors.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know what you mean, too. But I guess I'm just not, like, I prefer, like, say, reading than to watch a movie.
Right.
As Kevin and I have discussed before, just because I just don't feel like I could get really in-depth and lasting understandings from a movie.
But a book is so much more of a commitment than a movie.
Yeah, and the more you give in, as in your time, your brain space, etc., the more you will get in return. So you'll have a deep, a more developed level of understanding of things, in my opinion, anyways.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I think, like, I understand that because, well, like, for me, it depends. I hadn't read The Lord of the Rings, but I watched the movies and I really liked them. But I know, like, that's definitely a trilogy that I probably would like a lot more if I read the books.
No.
And, like, no?
The books are
pretty
very, cool. Very different from the movie.
But you don't know that she won't like it better.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I read the first book and a half of Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and I tried to watch the first season of the TV show, and I hated the TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around.
Right?
I couldn't stand the first episode. It was, yeah.
Which was why I think I would prefer, like, I would actually enjoy reading Lord of the Rings. But yeah, like, it's, I get that, but then I think for me and watching movies now, it's just that because I've done a bit more work in terms of, like, video production, there's a lot of things that I like to watch movies for. Like, I remember we talked about this when we went to see The Hobbit, right? There are a lot of things that they do when they shoot the movie that I noticed right away when I watched it, and I was just, like, thinking the entire time, like, how would they have shot this scene for, you know, The Hobbits to look so short?
Are you talking about the GoPro scene?
No.
Depth of field.
Do you guys remember the barreling, and then it'd be a really cool looking high production value, and then suddenly there's a random GoPro scene in the middle.
Well, yeah, yeah. It was in the rafting. Yeah, in the raft.
Yeah.
The river thing when they're in the barrels. Yeah.
Did I ever send you the link for the how they actually did the height differences between?
I think
the Hobbits
I've seen that.
People?
Yeah, before. You have.
But, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It is really interesting. And I also find it really interesting that Peter Jackson does basically vlogs
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes.
I think
he's basically a vlogger.
Yeah. I think he started doing that more recently, though. Like, when he was doing...
Yeah.
When he was doing the first Hobbit movie, he started vlogging.
Yeah.
He did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for Lord of the Rings as well.
Yeah,
yeah, it just wasn't, like, released on social media,
yeah.
Right?
Because mm-hmm.
It's all really old stuff. But, yeah, so, like, I thought that was... It's really cool, and I just thought it was really funny because I'm going to call him a vlogger now. So he's not just a huge, like, international director. He's also a vlogger. Just not on YouTube.
Sorry, I zoned out.
That's okay. We all need to get together and watch the Lord of the Rings Extended Edition.
Ooh! I'm excited.
It's going to be a whole day of watching.
You know, it's been a really long time since we've done movies together.
We've never done movies together.
Yeah, I think that, like, the only times I remember watching movies with you guys is in the theater. We never actually, like, hung out to watch a movie for funsies and get to talk over it, you know? It's always, like, watch it in the theater and be quiet because other people are there, too.
Yeah, people always tell me to be quiet. I don't get it.
Your reactions, Carol?
I'm kidding.
Your reactions are great.
Are entertaining.
Especially when you don't understand something.
Guys, I don't get it! What's going on?
That sounds exactly like something
it's
I would say.
It's just like the slightest bit of intensity in the movie, and she's there, like, grabbing your hand until the moment is past, and it's like watching a horror movie, but you're not. It's just like a slightly fast-paced action sequence.
I just get emotionally, you know, stirred up easily.
We need to watch Expendables with Carol.
Wait, what did I do there?
No, it's just like the entire movie is one big long action sequence.
But someone, wait, did we not? Oh, I think I watched the Expandables when I was in Saskatchewan. Or did we watch it together?
Did you say
Expandables?
Wait, what? No! Oh, fuck!
You said the Expandables. Those are pants.
What?
So we're not gonna release this, right?
The Expandables.
Kevin is like crying.
Kevin's done. It's over. Good night.
You guys go on without me.
You're so done. Take a breather. Right?
You ever want to hear a man shed tears?
The Expandables.
Yo, I think it's not that funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, I'm done.
How are you supposed to say it?
The Expendables.
Stop.
Okay, so this podcast is gonna be called hashtag Expandables.
No.
Episode 6.
Oh man.
Now.
Great moment.
I'm actually crying.
My feelings are hurt.
Oh, it's okay, Carol. You have your moments, and Kevin has his moments, and that's about it.
This is your loofah episode.
This is your loofah episode. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Carol doesn't take this very well. It's okay, Carol.
Because people are going to hear it.
Mm. Okay.
And I don't get what I'm saying wrong. And you guys see, when I asked for correction, no one told me what I was supposed to say.
What do you mean?
It's funnier to not.
But you're making fun of me. And you guys are laughing at my expense.
Hey, girl. Learn to laugh at yourself.
But this is not funny. Because if I knew what I was supposed to say, and then I know, like, what I did wrong, then I could laugh at it, because then now I don't even know what I did wrong.
Oh, hey, girl, hey. If this makes you feel better...
You guys are still not telling me! This is not...
No, Kevin said it!
It's Expendables, with an E. Not Expandables.
Oh,
those are balloons.
Okay, I get it. Okay, well, when I spell it out, too, why I spelled it with E. But I just didn't, that's why I didn't understand what I was saying wrong. But I get it now.
I think why Kevin is laughing so hard is because when you say a word that's kind of unrelated, his mind just thinks about a whole bunch of things that expand.
pants so, and balloons.
So he's like, oh, pants. Those are pants. Those are balloons.
Okay. I get it now.
But yes, the Expendables. We can watch the second one, too. The third one's going to be released sometime soon.
Expendables. Not
Have you seen the cast for the third one?
It's pretty much the same, except for, like, there's no Schwarzenegger.
There is.
Is there? I don't remember. There's, yeah, like, I saw the posters for every character.
I just want to see Jet Li.
Jet Li is cool.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. My name is Future Kevin, and I am the one editing this episode. So from this point forward, Sarah had some internet problems, and so we couldn't hear her, she couldn't hear us. You know, internet problems. So while it may seem that we are ignoring Sarah or pretending like we don't hear her, we actually do not hear her. And we usually try not to ignore Sarah. So enjoy the rest of the podcast, and I'll bring it back to these guys.
So I don't think I've ever seen this movie or like the any of the...
Hello?
I think she cut off. I think she cut off.
Disconnect?
So,
I guess.
So, what, guys?
I met Jackie Chan.
That's great. Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what Sarah was gonna say too.
Oh no, I'm dying. Oh, wait till she reconnects. Watch her be like still talking, just talking to herself.
It should be like,
what do you guys comments. Think? Oh, man. Woo! This has been, this episode is just like a laugh track. Everyone's just laughing.
The Expendables.
I can't go on.
You guys don't get any lag, right?
No.
Nope. Oh, Sarah just Good. Posted something.
She messaged. Oh, she...
Wesify.com. Oh, she thinks she's still talking to us. Wait, what happened? Am I dropped?
No, I'm telling her. Sarah?
Yeah?
Did you?
Hello. I really like your monologue.
What?
You were dropped for like a couple minutes.
Yeah, I realized. Okay.
How long did it take you to realize that we were there?
Oh, not very long. I started saying something and you're like, hello?
Oh, she's gone.
Wow.
Alright, let's take bets. How long until Sarah realizes?
I think she realized. She's
not everyone's that silly. I think maybe that will be the end of our
podcast
for this time.
20 minutes.
Nah, it's pretty. It's still short.
20 minute podcast. Oh, she's back.
Hello. I really like the link that you sent. It's.
What is this?
It's like a lot of.
Westified.com.
These are some really obscure movies.
Guys, yeah. Our listeners can't hear. I mean, don't know what they're. We're looking at.
So I found a Tumblr website called Wesify.com, and basically they take screen caps, I guess, from a bunch of obscure movies, and then they put font over, they put text over it in a font that looks like a Wes Anderson movie. It's happening again.
Hello, everyone. Future Kevin here. Just while Sarah was explaining that, we couldn't hear her, and I was giving an alternate explanation in the actual Skype chat. So we will join in on past Kevin as he explains what Westified is to Max and Carol. Go past Kevin.
So you got like The Shining, Indiana Jones, what's this movie?
I still don't know who he is.
Wes Anderson?
Yeah.
He is the director of things like The Royal Tenenbaums, The Grand Budapest Hotel. He also did Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Wait, so you're... And what is this website?
So Wes Anderson has a very distinct style. Like, all of his movies have a very overexposed with contrasting letters, and they introduce a lot of their characters in the same way. Mm-hmm. And so they took a lot of movies that aren't directed by Wes Anderson, but have some, like, cool Wes Anderson-looking pictures, and made it into a Wes film.
Huh.
Oh, okay, I got it. All right.
So there's, like, horror movies and...
So these will, weird... like, these will be titles of films that...
Ah.
If Wes Anderson would have shot them, these are the titles. Mm-hmm.
Understood.
Yeah.
Cool. Kind of.
I like it.
It's cool for Kevin.
This guy really knows his movies. Like, there's a movie on here that's like, I've never heard of anybody else talking about it outside of this. Is the one that says Blue. That's a movie called Upstream Color, directed by... Fill this in at post.
I dare you not.
Nope.
Steve Carruthers, that's his name. Sean Carruthers? Ah, fuck it. Something Carruthers. Feature Kevin here. It's Shane Carruth. Kevin's an idiot. Is Sarah here?
Yeah, she's back.
I am.
Hey! So, why did you post Wesify?
Because I just saw it, and then I thought you'd like it.
I do like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I feel very not cultured because I don't know any of these movies.
Wow.
What about the third one? Indiana Jones.
I think the only time I've ever seen Indiana Jones was when I was on, like, an airplane coming back from Korea when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only time I actually remember watching Indiana Jones films, because back then the screen where they projected the film was, like, at, like, the front, and it was really, really big. It wasn't, like, a personal screen at the back of the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a giant screen, and then there was a scene where he was swinging over that pit with snakes,
mm-hmm.
I think, and it was just, like, on a giant screen in the plane on, like, a 15-hour flight. And there was a family with small children right at the front of the screen, and the babies were screaming, and then you see a man swinging by a pit of snakes, and in that image has stayed with me forever.
Hmm. At least you weren't watching snakes on a plane.
That'd been cruel.
Funny story. I don't remember. I don't know if I told you guys this, but, like, I went to I went on one of those like Asian tours through in the this last summer. It went through New York, Boston, DC, and somewhere else, I think. But anyways, so our tour guide, he was playing movies. One of them happened to be that recent Gerard Butler movie. What was it called?
Gamer?
No, the one with the White House.
White House Down.
Is it White House Down? No, I don't think it's White House Down.
Maybe.
I don't think it's White House Down. Something House Down. Something Down.
Something like that.
Future Kevin here. The movie Max is talking about is Olympus Has Fallen, which is confusing because two movies about the White House getting attacked by terrorists happened at the exact same time. One is White House Down. The other is Olympus Has Fallen. Max is talking about Olympus Has Fallen. The more you know.
Yeah. So in the scene, there's like a bunch of tourists in and they're visiting the White House, and we were en route to the White House, and then so the terrorists are like blowing up everything, and the bus blew up, and I'm like, that's great. What an appropriate movie to show everybody while we're going to where we're supposed to be going.
So, how was Gerard Butler like in real life?
He's great. He waved to everybody.
I watched Avatar on a little tiny, like, 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter screen on a bus in Las Vegas. It wasn't very impressive. I don't know why everyone says it was such a like visually striking movie.
It was, but the thing is, I don't remember much about it anymore.
I remember birds.
I watched it. I watched it in the theaters, and it was like I watched it in 3D. And I think that was like actually the first movie that I watched in 3D where I understood how the 3D thing worked. Like I got it. Like I actually saw the 3D effects being used in the movie. Yeah. But other than that, I just remember that they're blue people and they're really strong and really tall.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
What's that sound?
Something about saving the environment, right?
Yeah, it was some like Pocahontas that remake.
Yeah.
It was Pocahontas in space.
It's pretty much Pocahontas, yeah.
Wait, someone's playing with their mic. Oh, I heard it again. Oh.
I think so. Is someone eating yogurt? It's the hill here again.
No, I kicked him out. He's banned.
How do you... You ejected him.
That was so sad.
You can put him back in, but he's not online, so it doesn't really matter.
The way Skype like
yeah.
The way Skype phrases that is so sad. Max Ren removed Sahil from this conversation.
So much emphasis.
Nope. It was ejected Sahil.
Oh, I just want to let everybody know, or anybody who's listening to our podcast, that I was looking at internships for Vice.
Oh, really?
Vice, the magazine?
Yeah, or the really the media company. But yeah, they have all these really cool internships that only require 2 to 3 days per week. So technically, I could have a job and then go there for their internships on like weekends or something.
Yo, do you get a meet?
Like, but where do you have to be?
Do you get paid? Interns are paid $10 an hour, max of 25 hours per week. Commitment of 2 to 3 days per week is required for a 12-week period. They must attend orientation workshop prior to starting, must have laptop with Wi-Fi, must be familiar with Mac Apple Office products.
Wait, so what do they want you to do?
Well, there are really many different sorts of internships. They range from accounting, communications, account services, social media, digital marketing, editorial journalism for their various segments like Vice Magazine, Creators Project, Vice Food, and they also have like music related medias and creative media. And then the ones I'm mostly interested in is the digital video production internships. So you would actually help with like editing, production, and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
Where are they?
You can go on their website, go to jobs, and under job notices, there is the internship overview, which will, if you click, it gives you a link to another document.
Oh, no, I meant, like, where are they, like, office-wise?
Oh, well...
They have one in Toronto.
I know they have one in Toronto, so I feel like it's the same thing in all their, like, head offices, like that.
They have one in
New York. But I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, it's Brooklyn, New York. They have one in Toronto. I think they probably have one in Los Angeles, but I'm not really
sure. But is the internship for the one in Canada in Toronto? Or is it?
I don't know, to be honest, because it doesn't say location anywhere.
Because if you get to meet Eddie Wong, that'd be pretty sick.
I doubt it. Because he's always traveling, right? And his product, like, his producer probably deals with, like, Vice and stuff, not himself.
True.
Yeah. But it would be pretty cool. He's in China right now, I think.
Something like
who?
That. Eddie Wong. He's,
who's that?
He's a chef guy.
Eddie, wait, how do you say his last name? I swear it's, like, Huang.
Isn't it Huang?
It's Huang, but, like, yeah, he likes Eddie to pronounce Huang. It Wong just for white people's sake and not have it butchered.
But it's Eddie Huang.
Is he the Fresh Off the Boat guy?
Yeah, Fresh Off the Boat guy.
Yeah, his book is really good, the Fresh Off the Boat book.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I finished it, like, last year. It was really good because it's the first time that I read about someone talking about their immigrant experience, all their struggles and all of that stuff, written in a way that, I don't know, I really, what is the word? Connected with it, I suppose. Yeah.
Related.
Yeah. Yeah, that I could relate to is what I meant.
Ooh. What book are you reading right now?
Okay, so a while back, I finished Down and Out in London and Paris, written by George Orwell. And then now I moved on to another book set in Paris, which is A Movable Feast by Ernest Hemingway. And I am like 1/4 through that now because it's a really short book. And it's little short stories about his 5-year stay in Paris when he was a young and unknown writer. And interestingly, he wrote these stories like 30 years after it happened. So that was kind of cool. But yeah. That is my book that I read when I am commuting, which is really just a 15-minute bus ride to school.
I'm reading the book version of Battle Royale.
Oh. Did they make the book first and then they came out with the movie?
Yep.
Yeah. So, didn't you already read that before?
Oh, it's a really long book.
So you shouldn't say the book version of Battle Royale. You should say the original. I don't know. You made it sound as if they made the movie and they turn it into a book.
Oh, well, first, I think it was a comic first.
Yeah.
It was a manga, which got turned into a book, got turned into a movie.
It's Japanese, that makes more sense.
But it's crazy. Like, the movie was pretty crazy, but the book, oh my god, is a lot gorier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, really kind of interesting gory.
How did Slaughterhouse 5 go?
Oh, it was amazing. I loved it. It's a war book that doesn't feel like a war book.
Well, the book that I finished was really good too. Even though George Orwell is really known for his fictions, this one is a non-fiction detailing his struggles in London and Paris when he was really, really poor. And I mean, when I say really poor, I mean he begged in London. Okay, he wasn't he didn't exactly beg because that was illegal in London, but he didn't have anything. So yeah, very interesting to read about how it is like living at literally the bottom of the society.
It reminds me a lot of Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, I should read that too when I have time. I need to go through all the classics.
1984 is also a good book.
Yeah, I only read 1Q84.
What's that?
It's a book by Haruki Murakami.
Oh, really?
1Q84.
Jackie's favorite.
Yeah, author. If you look at his picture of all the Haruki Murakami books that he has, it's one of them. It's a trilogy, another fiction. It was really good. I read it, like, I think in 2011 summer when I was visiting Montreal.
Anyway, what about you guys? Have you seen any movies or read any books that you liked?
Can't read.
I haven't had time for that, man.
But yeah, I don't have too much time for that. I have been watching a TV show, so...
Oh, I started a House of Cards, guys!
How do you like it?
I'm only on episode 3, I think. And because I don't really understand how the political system works in the States, so I have to watch it with a friend where I kind of get explained about things along the way.
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose I like it okay, but it's a little bit, like, too real for me. Like, too cool, in a sense.
Cool?
But it's good. Mm-hmm. Reality cool. is cool, so.
Cool?
Cool or?
Cruel.
Cruel.
Cruel?
Cruel. Man, stop it.
I just want to know what you're saying.
Cool.
Cruel.
Like Cruella DeVille or ice cream cool.
Wait, let me Google the pronunciation.
No.
Is there an R in what you're saying?
Just spell it.
Oh, yeah. She might spell it wrong.
No, I know what I'm saying, but I just don't think I'm saying it wrong. So I want to hear how it's correctly pronounced. That's all.
I think you're saying cruel.
Yeah, that's what I'm meant to say.
Yeah, I think,
cruel.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta roll the R.
Cruel. There is that better? Cruel? Cruel?
Yeah, cruel. That's cruel.
Cruel.
That's
cruel.
Cool.
Stop it. Cruel. I was saying cruel the entire time.
Oh, okay.
You said it too fast.
Yeah.
Boys couldn't catch up.
I've been going crazy on TV shows lately. Oh. Mr. Nobody is on Netflix. And everybody that listens to this should watch Mr. Nobody.
Huh?
There's a movie I really, really like. It's also really, really obscure by a Belgian director. His English film debut back in 2009, starring Jared Leto.
Okay.
Fantastic movie that just came out on Netflix.
Oh.
What is it about?
It's about this old man who lives in a world, he's the last mortal person. Everybody else has figured out the secret to immortality. They cured all diseases. And he's just about to die. So they interview him about his life, except he's kind of going senile and he can't remember things properly. So the way that he remembers his life is a lot of what ifs. So one of the big decisions is, I won't spoil it. It's not big of a spoiler, but there's a really big decision in his life, and he kind of explores what would have happened if he went into different directions.
Okay.
And it's very, like, they intertwine, and, like, something he does in one life kind of affects another life because he's remembering it.
Okay.
And it's just beautiful.
Interesting.
A film called Mr. Nobody. On Netflix. 5 Kevins out of 5.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah?
Let's wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, do you want me to do the outro?
Sure.
Cool. So, thank you for listening to the Dinosaur Party Podcast Episode 6, The Expandables. goodbye from why?
That's hilarious.
I was thinking of the right word, but I couldn't.
Right world.
Shut up. I couldn't signing off from all of us here at the Dinosaur Party. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.